Locker room chats continue on the Candleland Sports Radio Network, Candleland Airwaves, of course, all throughout Northeast Kansas, getting you caught up on high school football as we progress now through the season. It is week number 2, and now we are pleased to be joined now by ACCHS head coach Alex Thornburg. It is brought to you by L&L Construction. Coach, team got off to a good start this season, 45-7, big-time win at Horton. What were some of the overall takeaways from that victory?
Yeah, you know, we were really excited to start out with a win like that, and we challenged our guys before the game to come out early. Last year against Horton, we started out a little slow. We started, you know, challenge those guys to come out early, you know, and put our foot on the gas, and we did that. You know, scoring 2 touchdowns in the first quarter on our first 2 possessions. You know, moved the ball really well on offense. I was pleased with how our offensive line played up front. You know, have some guys up there starting for the first time. And I thought they played really well. So I was really proud of the way we played as a team.
Of course, we can both sit here and agree that, of course, the offense runs because of the success of the offensive line. You know, they don't certainly get the praise that they should, but certainly we can praise the offensive line because of some of the stats that your skill position players were able to put up in the victory. Bryson Lee, very efficient, 7 of 8 passing, 151 yards, 4 touchdowns. Kieran Quarter had 28 rushing yards, a touchdown, but he also had some plays in the passing game as well. And then Colton Myers, another guy, 11 carries, 103 yards. And 2 touchdowns. So we can praise the offensive line of course, and we should, but obviously your skill position players made some big plays for you.
Yeah, and they did really well all night. Kieran was really active all night. It seemed like anytime he had a chance to touch the ball, he had an opportunity to break a big play there. And Colton Myers really getting some of those tough yards on the ground for us between the tackles. Just running the ball really hard. Really impressed with how he ran the ball on Friday night. And then Bryson, you know, you can't ask for much more of a kid. 7 of 8, and it should have been 8 of 8. We had 1 drop, but, you know, nothing that I'm going to be upset about after a performance like that.
No, not at all. And then switching sides, obviously the defense, very stout as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our middle linebackers led us in tackles. Trenton Kinney had 11. Landon Brown had 10 tackles on the night. It was everything, you know, that we've been preaching to these guys the last 2 weeks. You know, our linebackers played outstanding. I was really proud of how they played. We did really well. We were able to get some young guys in there and get some looks. So it was a really good week for us.
Well, let's talk about the opponent for a couple of minutes here for week number 2. You try to keep the momentum going after a big win in week 1. You get Pleasant Ridge. You know, Pleasant Ridge, they went to Jeff County North. They won a thriller 24-22. What's the early scouting report on Pleasant Ridge and kind of the expectations of what you're going to see from them this week?
Yeah, watching that film, you know, I was really impressed with Pleasant Ridge. Going into a place like JCN and playing some of those guys, they did really well. That's a pretty veteran squad over there. But just watching some film on P Ridge, you know, kind of like to spread the ball out a little bit, you know, spread the field out a little bit and get the ball to their playmakers in space. They've got some really athletic kids, a really athletic quarterback, runs the ball really well. He's a really smart kid, it looks like on film. And a running back that runs the ball pretty hard, and they've got a tight end who's a big kid, a threat over the middle of the field. So it's going to be a good game on Friday night. They're going to be a good team.
How different in styles are they? You mentioned they want to kind of spread things out and sling it around a little bit, but, you know, kind of going from Horton to Pleasant Ridge, you know, what are kind of the big differences between those two teams?
Yeah, Horton, you know, is a kind of a ground and pound team. You know, they're run the ball a lot. Whereas Pleasant Ridge, you know, they have a pretty good balance of run game and pass game. They're definitely going to spread the field more. You know, get our defensive backs a little work this week, which is going to be good for them. Something that we didn't see a whole lot of last week. So it's going to be a big change. You know, and we need to have a good week of practice to make sure we're ready for it.
Obviously, both teams heading into this matchup, 1-0. Of course, you know, looking at the early kind of outlook of the Northeast Kansas League, this is certainly an important game to kind of keep the edge in front in terms of the top of the standings. So finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, what are going to be some keys to get the win and move to 2-0?
Yeah, you know, I said it last week, turnovers are going to be huge for us. We didn't have any turnovers last week, which is a big key for us. So, you know, if we can take care of the ball on offense and do what we do on offense, play defensively how we did last week, you know, I think we can put ourselves in a pretty good position for Friday night.
Our locker room chat with ACCHS head coach Alex Thornburg here on Kansaland Radio, of course, the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is brought to you by L&L Construction, Battle of 1-0s this Friday in Week 2. It is Pleasant Ridge at ACCHS. Coach, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
Yeah, thank you very much.